Realnews.com studios. It's The Real News with your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this first day of November 2018. I'm David Knight, your host. Today we're going to take a look at where the bodies are buried. And I mean here in the United States with the FBI and Bob Mueller, the murder of mobster Whitey Bulger, and the suspicious transfer of him, the suspicious conditions of that murder, harken back to a lot of suspicions people have had about Bob Mueller going back a long time. The FBI, what he did in Boston to cover up the crimes of Whitey Bulger. There are FBI agents who are in jail. Actually, just one. The other guy's turned whistleblower, did a plea bargain to dump the other guy in jail and got out. But there was corruption that was going on in Boston for a very long time. The FBI, under their corrupt witness protection program in Boston, the corrupt agents that were there were helping Whitey Bulger consolidate power in the mobs in Boston for many, many years. And then he was suddenly tipped off and was on the lam for 16 years. He was right up there with Osama bin Laden and kind of stayed that way as Mueller was FBI director for most of that time. Of course, Mueller had been in Boston. He was responsible for locking up innocent people. Boston eventually paid over $5 million in compensation for the people that Mueller locked up that were innocent. Many people have talked about it. Alan Dershowitz has talked about it. Many people talked about this about a year ago, a little bit over a year ago. They were talking about what was happening in the past of Bob Mueller there in Boston. And it was kind of interesting because as the Obama administration said that they had assassinated Osama bin Laden, and people started saying, well, how in the world could our ally in Pakistan allow Osama bin Laden to be right there all these years, right under their nose, and they never knew it? Were they complicit in all of this? And as that whispering campaign was getting louder and louder, Pakistani officials said, well, what about Whitey Bulger and the head of the FBI, Bob Mueller? And so Bob Mueller says, where is Whitey Bulger? He holds a meeting back in Boston. He says, where is Whitey Bulger? In 7 weeks, they found him. 16 years, they couldn't find him, but in 7 weeks, they found him. So it's not about politics at all. It's not about image. It's not about optics. It's not about any kind of corruption internal to the FBI. It has nothing to do with squeaky, clean Boy Scout Bob Mueller. It has nothing to do with any of that. And then we go to the Vatican. Leo Zagami has been following the disappearance of a young lady over 35 years ago. It was reported by a guy who was the head exorcist appointed by Pope John Paul. He said she was abducted for satanic rituals and sex parties. Her father worked for the Vatican Bank. There was a Vatican banker who mysteriously disappeared, was found hanging from a bridge with his pockets filled with some gold coins and bricks. So there's a lot of things that have been investigated with this over the years. About a year ago, a journalist found papers that had been stolen from the Vatican safe. They did a book about it. They were tried for this, actually. They pressed charges against them. He said, look, I don't know if it's true or forgery, but this came out of the safe. Why was it locked up in a safe? It detailed a history of payments for many years for this young lady, had her name on it, talked about having spent over $300,000 up to 1999. Now, 2 days ago, they found bodies as they were doing excavation, renovation for new buildings in the Vatican. And Leo Zagami was right on top of that. They believe that the bones that they found belong to this young lady, perhaps another one who disappeared within 40 days of her as well. Got a lot of murder on the menu today. Stay with us. We're going to tell you where the bodies are buried, and we're going to expose some secrets.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromide, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome. It's November the 1st, 2018. We have a lot of crimes and skullduggery that are coming to light in the last couple of days. The mysterious murder of Whitey Bulger, a man who for years was consolidating power in Boston, who had a long criminal record, had been supplying arms and weapons to the IRA, running the drug gangs, had essentially come to power as a bodyguard who went to a rival gang and said, you know, we got these two gangs that are fighting each other. I can bring peace to this. And the guy that he was a bodyguard for wound up with a machine gun unloaded into his face. And then Whitey Bulger took power there with the Irish gangs. And he was aided and abetted in all of this by FBI agents, one of whom is in jail. Another who would be in jail, except he turned state's witness against the other one. We had Bob Mueller. When he was there with the Department of Justice in Boston, many people have talked about the fact that he sent innocent people to jail in order to protect Whitey Bulger and this corrupt FBI informant situation. And then we suddenly have Whitey Bulger picked up, as I mentioned at the top of the hour, picked up after he was disappeared for 16 years on the lam, warned by these people who were corrupt and now in prison. In the FBI informant program, they tipped him off. He was about to be arrested. He disappeared for 16 years. Mueller wasn't interested in finding him until somebody in Pakistan was getting criticized because they had supposedly Osama bin Laden there for years. And he goes, well, what about Whitey Bulger? You guys can't find him. And so Bob Mueller says, get me Whitey Bulger. And within 7 weeks, they found him. Now, it was said that Whitey Bulger was about to blow the whistle on the corruption in the FBI informant program. He had never talked about that. Other people did. And he had always remained silent. And he said, had threatened other people. And it appeared that from what people were saying, he was going to talk. So he was suddenly transferred to a West Virginia prison after being in prison for 5 years somewhere else for being convicted multiple life sentences. And within just a few minutes of getting there, actually, he was just in the process of being checked into that new prison. No reason given as to why he was suddenly transferred to a new prison after 5 years in the other one. But as he was being checked in, they wheeled him over to an area where he couldn't be seen. And three guys beat him to death with a lock and a sock and gouged his eyes out. So it shows that there's some complicity there in the prison system, doesn't it? He's got a very long, interesting history. We're going to get into that. We're also going to talk to Leo Zagami about remains that have been found in a Vatican building. Leo Zagami talked about this particular crime at length in his book, and he has been working with the brother of the lady who was disappeared. Actually, she was a child at the time she was abducted. She was 15 years old. There has been a lot of intrigue about this particular disappearance. Her father worked for the Vatican Bank. There was a priest who was the a chief exorcist for John Paul, the Pope, prior Pope, saying that he believed and knew that she had been abducted for satanic sex rituals they found a year ago. Notes that had been recorded by an archbishop detailing documents about her being moved around, kept confined in prison and used for 14 years. And now, just 2 days ago, they found bones as they were doing an excavation. So we're going to have Leo Zagami on with us later in the program. We're also going to be talking to Gerald Celente about the stock market, about the economy. Before I get into those two cases, I just gave you an overview. I want to talk about what's going on with our Sharia allies. Yesterday, I mentioned that we had a woman who was on death row in Pakistan since 2010. She's been 8 years on death row. And her murder by government officials, since we're talking about murder by high officials and high institutions, her murder was narrowly avoided after serving 8 years on death row. Why? Because she was a Christian. She was sentenced to death by hanging, for allegedly making defamatory and sarcastic comments about Muhammad after neighbors objected to her drinking water from their glass because she was not Muslim. They said, "You filthy Christian, you can't have a drink of water from that glass." They're laboring outside. And as I pointed out, a year after she was sentenced to blasphemy for that, for drinking a cup of water and being a Christian, and saying, "I'm not going to," they said, you're filthy. You can't have water here at this well unless you convert. "I'm not going to convert. I'm a Christian." And they haul her off and they get her convicted of blasphemy. They're going to kill her. And a year after they sentenced her to that penalty, there was an MP in Pakistan who began to push for an end to the death penalty for blasphemy. He said, "This is barbaric. It doesn't belong in our country. And we have to end the death penalty for blasphemy." Well, he was murdered by his bodyguard. And then in the wake of this happening yesterday, this woman being let off of death row, violence erupted across Pakistan. Within hours of the landmark ruling, reports Breitbart, the protests were large enough that government officials in the cities were urging people to stay inside and avoid adding to the chaos. Demonstrators blocked a motorway in Lahore, and a road linking Islamabad and Rawalpindi has been closed off, reported CNN. The BBC added, demonstrations against the verdict are being held in Karachi, Lahore, Peshawar, and Multan. Clashes with police have been reported. The red zone in the capital, Islamabad. Now, I don't know what the red zone is. Is that like a no-go zone where they have the most radicalized Muslims live in Islamabad? Anyway, there's a red zone in the capital, Islamabad, and that's where the Supreme Court is located. So perhaps it is an area that is off limits to people unless you are part of the inside government officials. Anyway, the red zone has been sealed off by police and paramilitary forces have been deployed to keep protesters away from the court. Here is a short clip showing you some of the violence in the streets as the Muslim street erupts because a Christian mother was taken off of death row where she was waiting execution for 8 years because she was a Christian and because she was accused of blasphemy. Here is the reaction of the street. It is a massive sea of people. He is screaming, "Friends of blasphemers deserve death." He's chanting that, and these people are joining him. And he goes, Prophet, we sacrifice our lives for you. That's what they are chanting. And they're setting fires and so forth. Those are our Sharia allies. And we have other Sharia allies as well. Those wonderful head choppers in Saudi Arabia. What were they up to on Halloween? Well, they were raiding a party because there were women there. 19 Filipino women, reports the Philippine Department of Foreign Affairs, were arrested for participating in a Halloween party that was held over the weekend at a private resort in Saudi Arabia. Under Sharia law, women are required to minimize the amount of time they spend with men that they're not related to. Unlawful mixing with men can result in criminal charges in the country, as well as if they don't like the way that you are attired. A Facebook post was what outed these people to the officials. So they have this private party, and this one guy who's got 100,000 followers on Facebook takes pictures of his Halloween party, and he puts it up on Facebook. And boom, you get raided by the Sharia police. They showed people dressed up in costumes and men mixing with women. In addition, they said, as they warned everybody, as the religious police there in Saudi Arabia warned everybody about these mixing with women mixing with men, they said, in addition, everyone is reminded to avoid not only mixed crowds, but also consuming liquor and holding the public practice of traditions that are associated with religions other than Islam, such as Halloween, Valentine's, and Christmas.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Floralife, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Facebook was responsible. I was the guy that just posted pictures of his Halloween party on Facebook. He got raided by the police in Saudi Arabia because they don't want you celebrating Halloween, Valentine's Day, but especially Christmas. Even if you're a foreigner there, helping them to become filthy rich billionaires, you're not allowed to have a Bible as you work in their oil fields. The Saudi crown prince reportedly was totally perplexed by the outrage over Khashoggi's killing. Absolutely flummoxed by that. How could this happen? And there are other things that we should be questioning. How does it happen that everybody is so upset over this one murder and they don't care about the bombings that are going on in Yemen? And, of course, that is something that we now have the U.S. general in charge of the Middle East, CENTCOM general, Votel, says, well, you know, they're important allies. And we have to remain engaged. Folks, we are not engaged to Saudi Arabia. We are married to them. And there is no divorce because they've got a prenuptial agreement. It's called the petrodollar. And we can't get loose of these guys. And even if we wanted to, we've got these shadowy characters in the CIA and the Saudi intelligence agency, and you can't tell one from the other, except for the way that they dress. And meanwhile, you've got the Washington Post there, part of Operation Mockingbird. This guy was working for the Washington Post. He was also a friend of Osama bin Laden for years. He was an al-Qaeda guy as well. And yet the U.S. media won't tell us when their commentators are pundits who are working for al-Qaeda and Osama bin Laden or the CIA, or if there's any difference, right? There's not really any difference, right, with that. The murder of a couple of women just a day or so ago, October the 30th, in New York, they were asking for asylum. And just a couple of days before that, a man had written an article, Ali al-Ahmad. He said, as a Saudi citizen in exile, I know what the regime does to silence its critics. He said he's been a exiled critic of the Saudi government since 2000. He said, I've seen and experienced firsthand what the government is willing to do to silence its critics inside and outside of the country. These actions date back to the early 1979, when a dissident activist and an author, Nasser al-Sayed, was abducted from Beirut in December of that year. His fate remains unknown, but it's widely believed that Saudi intelligence service paid PLO gunmen to kidnap and fly him back to Riyadh, where he was secretly killed. And, of course, they'd made many overtures to Khashoggi, saying, come on back, we want you to come back. It's, you know, it's nice to come back. And he wouldn't take the bait. I said, ironically, Khashoggi worked for many years with Turk al-Faisal, who ran Saudi intelligence at the time, and is suspected of carrying out that operation. That's what I'm saying. We can't really tell the difference between, you know, Khashoggi is not a good guy, Mohammed bin Salman is not a good guy, the Saudis aren't a good country, and the Iranians a bad country. They're all bad. They're all bad, just like the Pakistanis. Why are we there? Why are we making them our allies? Why are we engaged, married, and betrothed, linked to these people, tied to these people? He goes on to say, opposing the Saudi royal family is a dangerous undertaking. In fact, it has never been far from my mind since moving to Washington in 2000. He said, the Saudi government has used carrots and sticks to silence me. In 2004, they seized my passport. The government has since quietly made me a stateless person by rescinding my nationality. They have, however, given nationality and citizenship to a robot. Sophia. You remember that little stage robot there? created by a very good friend of Hugo de Garris, a guy that I've interviewed many times about artificial intelligence. But that's artificial citizenship. They're okay with robot women. Stepford wives, especially if they're plastic and not flesh and blood. The monarchy has been trying to convince me to return home since 2002, he said. In 2007, a senior Saudi intelligence officer traveled to Washington to arrange a meeting between former Saudi crown and then head of Saudi intelligence and the brother of the present king. The government also used Arab nationals to try to lure me to Malaysia and Lebanon, countries that are known for handing dissidents over to the Saudi government. But he didn't take the bait, and neither did Khashoggi. So they abducted him and they killed him.
And the prince says, so what's the big deal? We do this all the time. Here's another example. As I said, 2 days ago, and 2 days after that was written, Fox News reported Saudi Arabian sisters found dead, duct taped together off a New York City river. They had applied for asylum. Many women in Saudi Arabia are saying, oh, you're going to give us the ability to drive? Yeah. And then we've got to have permission of a male guardian as to where we want to go. One Saudi women's rights activist said Twitter is a tool that is being used to silence us, not just Facebook outing the Halloween parties where people get arrested, beaten, so forth. This prominent Saudi activist has quit both Twitter and Facebook. She deleted her Twitter account that had 300,000 followers. She did it dramatically on stage last week. The next day, she put a video up on YouTube. Oh, wait, they're coming after you on YouTube as well. She hasn't gotten that memo yet. I got the memo about YouTube. I know that they're just as bad as Twitter or Facebook, perhaps even worse. They will deep six anything about her if they want. If the Saudis pick her up and make her disappear, if Google wants to do business in Saudi Arabia or with Saudi Arabia, they will then make her disappear from the internet as well. They're very obliging in that way. We've already seen them do that in China. Anyway, she said, Twitter has become home to trolls, pro-government mobs, and bots paid by pro-government agents to silence, intimidate, and harass dissidents. And, of course, that is true. That is absolutely true. Remember when Kim.com, and everybody was talking about Khashoggi, Kim.com put up a poll. And it was, do you think that Mohammed bin Salman is behind the murder? This is early days. And it was 80% of the people saying yes, and something needs to be done about it. And within 2 hours, they had 20,000 or 25,000 votes on that poll, just within 2 hours. It had been up for a couple of days. It had gradually accumulated, and it was like 80% said, yeah, he's guilty, and we need to do something about it. Within 2 hours, 20 to 25,000 votes, and it goes the other way. 80% said, no, he's innocent, had nothing to do with it. Leave them alone. Yeah, it's filled with Saudi bots. What's it like to have your decisions all made for you by a man? Says one woman, even though I'm highly educated, I am unemployed. This is a Saudi. Because my father and brothers refuse to drive me to work at a job where men are present. And most of the all-female jobs that I'm qualified for, like teaching or working in a bank, are extremely competitive. Many women in Saudi who work can also choose to hire a driver. But my family refuses to let me ride in a car with a male stranger. And, of course, that's not going to change, even though they make the symbolic step of allowing the women to drive. They still can't go into the buildings and mix in crowds in public, as I pointed out. You know, even do that at a party, especially one of those evil Western parties like Halloween or something. And I just think Halloween's kind of evil. But I'm not going to arrest people and take them, string them up by their legs in the Ritz Hotel and beat their fortune out of them like the Saudis do. But don't worry, because we get the same treatment in smart cities. You're not going to go anywhere without your government minder. It's not going to be a mail minder, but it's going to be a government minder in a computer watching you, giving you permission. We need to go back and revisit the foundations of our freedom. Our freedoms don't consist of the things that are enumerated on a piece of paper. It consists of the things that we're willing to fight for. The First Amendment, the Bill of Rights, the rest of the Bill of Rights are prohibitions. They're prohibitions against powerful organizations and individuals taking those God-given rights from us as individuals. You better understand that, because they're taking them right now. We have seen what they want to do. They called it UN Agenda 21. Now they call it the UN 2030 Agenda. They want everybody off of the rural lands. They want people out of the suburbs. They want to pack everybody into the cities, because that's where it is easiest for them to control everyone.
It's the David Knight Show.
Never missed your show any day. Never.
At Infowars.com/show.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals and the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Soul of America, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome back, son. Talking about our Sharia allies, of course, Pakistan is there to help us fight Al-Qaeda, right? Except that, wait a minute, didn't we arm Al-Qaeda? Didn't we create them with Mujahideen? Didn't we help them? Didn't Pakistan allegedly hide Osama bin Laden? I don't think that they did. I think he died a long time ago. But the allegations are that they hid him. But yet they're still our allies. And the Saudis are our allies. And of course, I played at the beginning of the program. The mobs in the street, they shut down four or five cities. Had to call out the police, the military, to control the crowds. Why? Because a woman who has been on death row for 8 years, allegedly, for blasphemy, a Christian, got off of death row. And they're rioting and burning in the streets. You have to understand, these blasphemy laws go back to the 1860s when the British were running Pakistan and India, actually before they split them up. They were doing the politically correct thing, just as the British are doing right now to the people in the UK. It was a little bit mild, but then it got more stringent. In the 1980s, they started adding one clause after the other. In the British rule, they had it was just a crime to disturb a religious assembly or to trespass on burial grounds, or to insult religious beliefs, so forth. Then in the 80s, they started expanding the blasphemy laws. 1980, they made derogatory remarks against Islamic personages an offense, 3 years in jail. In 1982, they added willful desecration of the Quran. In 1986, they added a death sentence for blasphemy. And that has subsequently been used against Christians, most of whom are the poorest of the poor in Pakistan. They have come from lower caste systems. They tried to escape that caste system by becoming Christians, but they're still kept in very poor, menial jobs. If somebody doesn't like them, they get into a dispute with somebody and they know that they're a Christian, they accuse them of blasphemy, which is what they did to this lady here, and try to get a death penalty on them. That's been done many, many times. These are the kinds of people that we're allied with in our realpolitik. You know, that was the idea that was made popular by Henry Kissinger. Saying we're going to do practical politics. We don't really care who these people are that we're working with. We're just going to work with them. And we're going to get what we want out of them. We have no permanent allies, only permanent objectives. And we have no morals either. That's the Henry Kissinger realpolitik. And that continues to be our policy. In light of all this stuff that we've seen with Saudi Arabia and others, and people concerned about the murder of Khashoggi, which is, of course, a tragedy, the tens of thousands of people bombed civilians in Yemen, which, of course, is just a statistic. A lot of people are talking about this, yet the CENTCOM commander, General Joseph Votel, says, I think it's better if we're engaged. And as I said before, we're not only engaged, but we are married, and we have a binding prenuptial agreement called a petrodollar. The top general defended America's ties to Saudi Arabia on Monday. He went on to say, you know, this is, we're dealing with them with threats, and we're going to keep on working in Yemen, even as Mattis and Pompeo are trying to pull us back from Yemen, telling them, you got to wrap this stuff up. Maybe we need to put somebody else in there rather than MBS, because he's gotten kind of toxic. He's got bad optics with that, you know, when you when you dismember somebody and it's recorded on the Apple Watch, that's we're going to have to do something from a PR standpoint. But we're not really going to change anything about that. They said there's a threat posed by Iranian support to the Houthis, said General Votel. This threat is viewed as unacceptable by the Saudi-led coalition. And, of course, we would be part of that coalition that is led by the Saudis. And so I have to ask, you know, why is it that we have the Iranians doing this kind of stuff? What happened in Iran? How did we lose Iran? Well, we lost Iran because we overthrew their elections. We helped to impose an authoritarian dictator, and we helped to train his secret police, the Savak, who were ruthless to any political dissidents, who would torture, brutalize, murder anybody that opposed them. And the blowback for that was to get a more radicalized Islamic State that is, by all accounts, as bad as Saudi Arabia. Nevertheless, we do have some GOP senators who are pressing President Trump and the administration to cut off talks with Saudi Arabia about giving them nuclear power and nuclear weapons, of course, out of that. We're going to transfer that technology to them. Nuclear. Ah, you want to have them? Well, of course, you've got Pakistan's got nuclear technology. So let's give all of these radical Muslim states nuclear technology. Why not? Civilian nuclear talks. And, of course, you can put that civilian in air quotes. Many senators. We've got Rand Paul, Cory Gardner of Colorado, Marco Rubio, Dean Heller of Nevada, Todd Young of Indiana, all Republicans, threatened to use an obscure provision in the Atomic Energy Act to block any U.S.-Saudi nuclear agreements if Trump doesn't listen to their concerns. They're trying to limit U.S. cooperation with Saudi Arabia and to not transfer nuclear technology to these madmen. And nevertheless, at the same time, and I think this is a very big mistake, we are saying that we're going to drop out of the INF treaty. And kind of a sarcastic article, RT says, well, if America is going to withdraw from the INF treaty, maybe Russia should ask for Alaska back. I think we should ask for a second opinion about that, quite frankly. I think what President Trump is doing in the last month or so, especially on the border, putting troops, he's now said, first it was just going to be 800 from Mattis and Trump said, no, another 5,200. So then it became 6,000. Then yesterday, Trump said, there's going to be 15,000 troops on the border. It's going to be a human wall, if necessary, to stop people from coming in. That is exactly right. And, of course, the left is something that is straight out of the Babylon Bee satire. The left is saying, how dare him use American troops on the border? We should be sending them to Saudi Arabia and Pakistan and Yemen and Syria and so forth. We should be invading Syria, not stopping people from invading the U.S. That's not the appropriate use of the American military. No, it is. It is. It's high time President Trump did it. He's doing exactly the right thing. I could not applaud him more for doing that, but I think we're doing the wrong thing with Saudi Arabia. I understand they've got us over a barrel, literally. But I think that's a very bad policy. I do think that President Trump, what he's doing with the anchor baby, is even better than the wall. Because, folks, we have to understand that it is the anchor baby and it is the welfare state magnet, as well as the desire of people like the Koch brothers to have cheap labor. Those are the things that are far more important, you know, drawing people into this country. They're going to find a way to get in one way or the other if you have enough incentives there. So you got Cory Booker out there trying to incentivize it. Hey, you come to America, have your baby born on American soil, I'll give you $1,000 right there. No questions asked. Just have your baby here in America. We'll even subsidize the birth for wealthy Chinese if they want, or for Russians if they come here, right? And then your kid, if they remain living here, then you can get money all the way up to the time they're 18, all the way up to $50,000. You think that isn't going to pull people from all over the world to come here to America? Because that's really what it's about. It's the welfare magnet. See, nobody, here's the thing that nobody's talking about with the anchor babies. Not only does the Constitution not support this kind of, you know, foreigners who come here illegally and have babies, that is absolutely not supported. As I said yesterday, the comments in the Constitution say that this is in no way intended to give citizenship to foreigners who have babies here. Even if they're here legally, even if they're here as representatives of a foreign government, they don't get citizenship. Their kids don't get citizenship here. Foreigners don't get it, even if they're here legally. What about if they come here illegally? There's no way that you can argue that they're subject to our jurisdiction, subject to our laws. No, that was set up to make it clear that newly freed black slaves had full citizenship. That was it. It's being misused and abused. And that's the issue that people are talking about. But what they really need to talk about is the fact that the welfare state is totally unconstitutional. But we're not going to talk about that. That's too big of a problem right now to address. And I don't know if we'll ever address that.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Please, whatever you do, realize that we're all getting punched drunk to the censorship. And you saw 18 Twitter accounts, they say affiliated with InfoWars. Yeah, some of them are like little side accounts. They didn't know we had like InfoWars Store that just showed our products. But they just banned them all yesterday in punishment that I be at a Trump rally and be mobbed by all these folks that loved us. Your excitement about America, your excitement about this broadcast is what brought the country and the world back from the brink. But the globalists now want to target where the resistance came from so that we're not pesky in the future. I want to be troublesome and pesky. I want to keep going. I want to make them do the ultimate, not just destroy us financially. I want to push all the way. I've committed to do that. I've prayed for that, and I've been told that's going to happen. But you've got to back us, and I promise you this. I will never falter. I will never waver at the spiritual level. I physically will. But I give you my commitment, if you financially support us, InfoWarsStore.com, to give you my absolute total commitment.
the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their technique. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee beans. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Talk about what I teased earlier in the broadcast, the connections between Robert Mueller and Whitey Bulger, who was just assassinated within our prison system. As many people said, he was about to expose corruption inside the FBI's witness protection plan. Confidential informants, rather, not witness protection. That's a different thing. Witness protection is where they protect you because you're going to testify. Now, this is informants, and they ran him as an informant for many, many years. And people said, you know, he never talked about it. Other people did. Other people went to jail, and he was protected by Mueller. Other people went to jail to protect Whitey Bulger, and he was about to talk, according to some people, and then some suspicious things happened to him on the way to a new prison home. Before we get into that, I just want to remind you of our newest product that is all on sale, 50% off as an introductory offer, and that would be Survival Shield X3 Nascent Iodine. It's derived from ancient sea salts beneath the surface. It uses a newly discovered process to stabilize nascent iodine in an activated tri-iodine form to bring nascent iodine amplitude off of the charts. Just like Survival Shield X2. The Survival Shield X3 formula was manufactured in a state-licensed facility using powerful ingredients to bring you the most powerful and affordable nascent iodine formula around. And, of course, iodine is very important. It supports your thyroid health, a healthy metabolism, overall well-being. And this is a very high-quality form of it. You can find in the new introductory price of 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Well, let's talk a little bit about Whitey Bulger. A lot of people don't really know the story of Whitey. Whitey privilege. I guess that's what we're accusing Mueller of, giving Bulger Whitey privilege. And he did. He had a lot of privilege as a mobster. He was serving 2 life sentences for racketeering, extortion, and complicity in 11 murders, for which he was convicted in 2013. He had spent 16 years as a fugitive of law. So what kind of stuff had he done? Well, he was a leader of the Winterhill Gang. It flourished under the protection of a corrupt FBI handler, John Connolly, who is now in prison himself, I believe. I think he's still in prison. They protected him using the corrupt Department of Justice and the corrupt FBI. Yes. Yes, yes, boys and girls. There is a lot of corruption in the Department of Justice and the FBI. And it didn't just begin with the election of President Trump with coming after President Trump because Hillary Clinton didn't get elected. Yes, that's where they exposed themselves. They were so desperate that they exposed the corruption that's been there for a very, very long time. And, of course, we've seen it in many other cases. We've seen it in the case of Ross Ulbricht, the Silk Road case. We've seen it in the case of the Bundy family. And it's still ongoing. I mean, even after you've had a whistleblower blow the lid off of that persecution and the Bundys, and the judge shut it down, dismissed it with prejudice, saying you can't open this up again. This corrupt Department of Justice, still operating with a lot of hangovers from the Obama administration, is still trying to come back after them. But let's talk about Whitey Bulger. Some of his worst and most notorious crimes. At the beginning of his career, he was a bodyguard for the Killeen gang. He was a bodyguard and an enforcer. In other words, an assassin. And they were at war with another Irish gang in Boston, the Mullen gang. So the Mullens and the Killeens, Hatfields and McCoys. No, they were Irish organized crime. He met in 1972 with the leader of the other gang, the Winter Hill gang, another gang rather, and he promised to stop this war between these gangs. And the guy that he was protecting wound up having a machine gun emptied directly into his face. And they believe that Whitey Bulger was the trigger man in that. And so that was his opening move into power. Then he began running guns for the IRA. Now, that murder was in 1972. In 1975, according to testimony from other people in the trial where he was convicted in 2013, he became an FBI informant in 1975. So 3 years after he rises to power by assassinating the guy that he was supposedly working for and protecting. He becomes an informant in 1975. In 1984, 9 years later, he is finally caught running guns and bombs to the Irish Republican Army, the IRA. So this is while he is an FBI informant. And he's been an FBI informant for 9 years. But the Irish Navy intercepts a boat that Whitey and his associates had filled with a cargo of 163 assault rifles, 71,000 rounds of ammunition, 12 bulletproof vests, 2,000 pounds of military explosives, and other weapons valued at between $500,000 and $1,000,000. And this is while he is an FBI informant, 9 years after he became an FBI informant. A former protege of Bulger testified that he, Bulger, and a guy named Steve Flemmie were complicit in killing several people. He turned state's witness, so he blew the whistle on these other guys. They killed people that they suspected of being rats. They concealed their bodies in the basement of a home in South Boston. And then they relocated them on Halloween night in 1985. Oh, kind of like this, these bodies that turned up on Halloween, or the day before Halloween, at the Vatican. We'll talk about that in the next hour. Leo Zagami is going to come on later in the program with us as well. People that were murdered, their bodies stuffed in the basement. Now they're trying to determine if this was a young lady who disappeared in the mid-1980s. Well, back in the mid-1980s, Whitey Bulger was killing other people and burying their bodies in the basement and then relocating them on Halloween night. Three of them were particularly brutal, but there were 11 of them. He was also convicted of extorting drug dealers in his community for nearly $30 million. So this guy's not too good a guy, right? And yet Bob Mueller wasn't doing too much about it. As Alan Dershowitz said in April of this year, he said, Mueller is a zealot, but we got to remember, he's the guy who kept four innocent people in prison for many years in order to protect the cover of Whitey Bulger, who was operating as an FBI informant. And again, he had been an FBI informant even 9 years before he's supplying weapons to the Irish terrorists, the IRA. He said, those of us in Boston don't have such a high regard for Mueller because we remember this story. The government eventually had to pay tens of millions of dollars in compensation to the people that were locked up, who were innocent, because Bob Mueller wanted to protect Whitey Bulger, a notorious mass murderer. And he said, that's regarded in Boston as one of the greatest scandals of modern judicial history. And Mueller was right at the center of it, said Dershowitz. So he's not without criticism by people who know him in Boston. That's what Dershowitz said. Here's what Gohmert said. He put out some summaries of Bob Mueller and his history. He's, part of this was he said, Mueller, as assistant U.S. attorney, then as acting U.S. attorney in Boston, wrote letters to the parole and pardon boards throughout the 1980s that opposed clemency for the four men who were framed by FBI lies. These same people that were kept in jail for years, that were eventually paid tens of millions of dollars in compensation because the FBI framed them. They were innocent of the charges. They framed them to protect Whitey Bulger. And Mueller was the acting attorney who put them in jail and kept them in jail. And Gohmert points that out. He said Whitey Bulger was helping the FBI chart off his criminal competitors, even as he buried bodies in shallow graves along the river after he moves them from the basement on Halloween night. I could not find, says Gohmert, any explanation online by Mueller as to why he insisted on keeping the defendants in prison that the FBI agents in the pocket of Whitey Bulger had framed for a murder that they did not commit. But it was part of a pattern that eventually became quite clear that Bob Mueller was more concerned with convicting and putting people in jail that he disliked, even if they were innocent of the charges, than he was with ferreting out the truth, said Congressman Louis Gohmert. Law enforcement sources in the Daily Mail say that Whitey had been talking about outing people in the FBI, people who were in the top echelon of the informant program. Oh, that you had Bob Mueller knee-deep in. And so then all of a sudden, he gets transferred for no apparent reason, this 89-year-old who wants to out people in the FBI. Why would he be interested in that? Why would he? Well, everybody's going back and looking at Mueller and his connections to Whitey Bulger. Whitey never said anything about it. And now he's about to do that. So they wheeled him away from security cameras as they transferred him without explanation suddenly to this West Virginia prison where they'd had three people murdered in the last year. The place where you could reliably get somebody taken out. He's wheeled away from the security cameras, beaten with a lock and a sock, and had his eyes gouged out. Yeah. Friend of Mueller. And we'll tell you, what did Mueller know, and when did he know it when we come back? Stay with us. We need to go back and revisit the foundations of our freedom. Our freedoms don't consist of the things that are enumerated on a piece of paper. It consists of the things that we're willing to fight for. The First Amendment, the Bill of Rights, the rest of the Bill of Rights are prohibitions. They're prohibitions against powerful organizations and individuals taking those God-given rights from us as individuals. You better understand that because they're taking them right now. We have seen what they want to do. They called it UN Agenda 21. Now they call it the UN 2030 Agenda. They want everybody off of the rural lands. They want people out of the suburbs. They want to pack everybody into the cities because that's where it is easiest for them to control everyone.
It's the David Knight Show.
Never missed your show any day. Never.
At Infowars.com/show.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from Infowars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to Infowars.com/newsletter and sign up via email so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the Infowars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at Infowars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Worldwide, it's David Knight.
Welcome back. I mentioned it briefly yesterday. Put up the video about the suspicious death of Whitey Bulger, his connections to Bob Mueller. I didn't go into a lot of detail, and I'm going to go into detail on this now. But we put it up. We called it Whack-A-Mole. And that's basically what happened. He had a whack-a-mole situation. A guy, 89 years old, serving multiple life sentences. Not going to be too long, actually, but multiple life sentences for just a few of the crimes that he committed over the many years that he was being protected and run by the FBI informant program. And then he said, after he'd refused to talk all these years, he said, I'm ready to talk to some people. That has been rumored. So he was rapidly shifted to a prison in West Virginia where three people had just recently been murdered in prison, other informants who talked about that. And he was promptly murdered gangland style on entry. Now, it could be some other gang besides the FBI that wanted to kill him, but it could also be the people that were around Bob Mueller. Let's go back not quite a year ago, December 2017, an article from Washington Babylon. Not the Babylon Bee. This is not a satire. This is actually true. Point out, earlier this year, the Justice Department appointed Bob Mueller to serve as a special counsel. And everybody is just, it goes on talking about how everybody's putting him out here as this sainted figure, a Boy Scout, glowing coverage. Nobody talks about the fact that he botched an anthrax investigation by ignoring a solid lead, fingering an innocent man. That resulted in $5.8 million award to that innocent man. I just told you how, as a prosecutor in Boston, they had, the FBI had lied and framed four innocent men, sent them to jail, and the prosecutor on that was Bob Mueller, and he kept them in jail for a very long time. And they had to pay out tens of millions of dollars to them for keeping them in jail. So in this particular case, $5.8 million, tens of millions of dollars for framing and jailing innocent people in order to protect Whitey Bulger. That was what the FBI was doing and Bob Mueller were doing at the time. Also, his silence as the Bush administration lied about Iraq as a pretext for war, working with the Bush administration with their torture program, covering that up, information, just like Gina Haspel, because he became FBI director 1 week before 9/11. Oh, yeah, he may know where some other bodies are buried as well. Anyway, he worked with Attorney General John Ashcroft to map out ways to use torture and terror investigations. And then he goes on to say, to the extent that anyone inhaling his bona fides paid any attention to his role in the notorious Boston criminal kingpin, James Whitey Bulger, it was to describe the arrest in 2011 as a masterful job of FBI investigation. But in fact, the case of Whitey Bulger, a fugitive who had eluded capture for 16 years, had been one of the biggest scandals in the history of the FBI. And the Bureau's official story of his resolution is so preposterous that it either casts a withering light on the competence of Mueller and his G-men, or it reeks of something smellier in Mueller's closet. From 1979 to 1995, Whitey Bulger engaged in a criminal reign of terror that eventually established him as one of the most powerful underworld bosses in New England. In late 1994, he was tipped off by his FBI handler, John Connolly, that indictments were imminent, and he disappeared, went on the lam. Questions about the FBI's relationship with Bulger, while he dominated Boston's criminal underworld in the 1980s and 90s, have never been fully resolved. The corrupt relationship existed between the FBI and Whitey Bulger, and that is undisputed. From the 1970s, Bulger had been a confidential informant of the FBI. And again, in the trial in 2013, they said it was since 1975. And 9 years later, he's actually supplying terrorists with weapons. Supplying terrorists, kind of like we do with ISIS. Kind of like we used the Saudis as a beard for 9/11. That kind of thing. And then we have Bob Mueller in there. He's just the kind of guy you want directing the FBI if you're going to pull off 9/11, right? Stay with us. Be right back.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back, InfoWarsStore.com, on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you've got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. We're going to take a quick look at the shady history of Bob Mueller, the guy that was Johnny on the spot. You know, who are you going to turn to if you want to overthrow the Constitution? Well, you might get a guy who has been reliably compliant in terms of working with Whitey Bulger, a guy who looked the other way when weapons were being shipped to terrorists in the Irish Republican Army and so forth, running him as an FBI informant, just as we have this partnership that's been ongoing between the Mujahideen, Al-Qaeda, and now ISIS. It's great to have people in power who will do that. And then, of course, it's great to have a guy like Bob Mueller. After you've overthrown the Constitution with 9/11, you can overthrow the election of Donald Trump, who's going to push that back. So let's take a look at the case of Whitey Bulger, the man who was suspiciously murdered gangland style, showing that there's obviously some corruption inside the prison system at the very least. Whether this goes to Bob Mueller is yet to be examined. But let's take a look at what happened under Mueller's tenure there in Boston. This is very well documented. One of the FBI handlers, John Connolly, who began handling him in 1975, 9 years before he started transferring weapons to Irish terrorists, is currently serving a lengthy prison sentence in Florida for the murder of a Whitey Bulger associate, who is rumored to be cooperating with a criminal investigation. So this is an FBI guy who is running the informant program, and Whitey Bulger is being helped by that. They're using the FBI, essentially, to take out the gangland enemies, the rivals of Whitey Bulger, including the FBI informant, the guy running the program, working for the FBI, offing some of these guys himself and being convicted of that murder. Connolly's supervisor, John Morris, has admitted to tipping off Bulger about another cooperating witness, and he has been given protection for that. This is information that Bulger used to murder this man. He was a mobster who was desperately seeking witness protection. And when they killed this guy that was trying to get witness protection, and because John Connolly tipped him off, an innocent bystander was also killed, and that was in 1982. Again, 2 years before they were caught shipping weapons to Irish terrorists. Morris got immunity for cooperating. Additionally, he admitted to receiving $7,000 in cash bribes from Bulger. So these are two FBI guys there. Two FBI guys are saying, hey, this other guy's about to blow a whistle, and he kills him, kills an innocent bystander at the same time. And then some of these guys were killed by John Connolly. So when Connolly alerted Bulger that he was about to be arrested, he hit the road, and nobody heard from him for 16 years. Connolly had also thwarted previous investigations of the Boston Police Department and the Massachusetts State Police Department. Those agencies had seen this happen so many times that they wouldn't cooperate with the Boston FBI on any of these organized crime cases anymore. They knew that it was compromised. And eventually they got Connolly and these other guys. By numerous accounts, Bulger and his partner in crime, Stephen Flemmy, who actually turned state's evidence against Whitey. So Flemmy turned state evidence against him as well as the other person. That's where they were talking about killing people and burying their bodies in the basement. One guy, he tried to strangle him, but the rope was too thick. And so he says to the guy, hey, you want one in the back of the head? And he goes, yeah, you can do that instead of this other stuff, right? Gave him a choice of how he wanted to kill him. Anyway, he says, Whitey believed that he was not going to be prosecuted, if only because that he had secrets that he could spill. He said, if I'm going to go to jail, you're going to go to jail. He once threatened Morris, saying that, and Morris soon after that suffered a heart attack. So that kind of ended at that point. But said, where was the nation's future top cop, Bob Mueller, in all this? Throughout the 1980s, as this was happening. Well, again, he was there in the corrupt Justice Department, where he was working with the FBI that framed innocent people, four of them, put them in jail for many, many years, paid tens of millions of dollars eventually. He put them in jail, framed them for that, and he was the head of the Justice Department there in Boston. He was a U.S. attorney for the District of Massachusetts. While that was going on, that's what Dershowitz was calling out. Also called out by Louis Gohmert for that. So as this person points out, it's at least likely that Mueller was very well aware while he was there in Boston that there was a lot of this stuff going on, especially since he put innocent people in jail. Because Bulger was a high-order rat, ultimately he never did spill the secrets. He preferred to hold on to the fiction that he never had informed for the FBI. We still don't know the extent to which the government enabled racketeering and murder, but he said he was going to talk. That's what he told people who told the Daily Mail. And then he was quickly transferred to this prison and killed on entry. The government's assassination of Bulger's fellow Mark on the most wanted list, Osama bin Laden, in 2011, caused a lot of people to criticize the American government. The Pakistan government. They said, how could you be holding Osama bin Laden for all these years and not even know that he's there? And so you have the Pakistan ambassador to the U.S. at the time said, well, if Whitey Bulger can live undetected by the American police for so long, then why can't Osama bin Laden live undetected by the Pakistani authorities? And so at that point, Bob Mueller says, find Whitey Bulger. And in 7 weeks, they find him. When in 16 years, they couldn't find him. Maybe they didn't want to look. Who knows? So now we got Mark Meadows asking a FISA court judge, you know, because this is kind of you look at the shady history of Bob Mueller, and you ask about all the stuff that happened in Boston that kind of inconveniently comes up with the death of Whitey Bulger. It might have been even more inconvenient if Whitey Bulger hadn't died, might it? And as all this stuff is happening, Louis Gohmert is exposing it, Dershowitz, other people in Boston, it's an open secret in Boston. Mark Meadows, who is there with the House Freedom Caucus, one of the top Republicans in Congress, is asking the presiding judge of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court. He said, you are privy to information which could potentially verify or contradict our understanding of the abuses of the FISA process. Now, the FISA process would be abused? I mean, who would think that some kind of a star chamber court would abuse the judicial process? Who would think that somebody like Bob Mueller, who had worked with Whitey Bulger and had covered for him for decades and then didn't look for him for decades until it became a political football, then they had to find him. And then he wouldn't talk, but then when he says he's going to talk, all of a sudden he dies. You know, who would think that there would be something strange happening with all this? You know, who would think that when you have a star chamber that it would be used for these kinds of purposes or this kind of person? You know, it was as he was picked, there was one lawyer who said, you know, I've got a long history of Bob Mueller. He tried to set me up with a wire. I also had, he was representing a client, and he said, some guy comes in and says, oh, I can prove that your client didn't take this money in a criminal way, and I can give you checks. And I go, oh, okay, great. Well, let me have you sign this paper and so forth. Well, I don't really want to do that. And he said, the guy walks out and he could tell that he was wearing a wire. And he confronted Bob Mueller and he goes, yeah, we're setting you up on that, trying to see if he would work with him in an underhanded way. Well, I think Bob Mueller worked with Whitey Bulger in an underhanded way. Certainly looks like it to a lot of people. Louis Gohmert, Alan Dershowitz, many, many people are saying that. He went on to say that there was tremendous prosecutorial misconduct in the case of Jeffrey McDonald. That was the guy who they kind of based the story of the fugitive on. Accused him of murdering his wife. He said it was not an unarmed, one-armed man, but he said it was somebody else, and he was an innocent man. Well, there had been several mistrials. Bob Mueller was at the top of that, and when he came in as part of the appeals legal team, Bob Mueller came in and said, criticism of the FBI or A, the prosecutors, is off the table. You will not criticize. He said, this guy is a torquemada. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us, and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
Please, whatever you do, realize that we're all getting punched drunk to the censorship. And you saw 18 Twitter accounts, they say, affiliated with InfoWars. Yeah, some of them are like little side accounts. They know we had like InfoWars Store that just showed our products. But they just banned them all yesterday in punishment that I be at a Trump rally and be mobbed by all these folks that loved us. Your excitement about America, your excitement about this broadcast is what brought the country and the world back from the brink. But the globalists now want to target where the resistance came from so that we're not pesky in the future. I want to be troublesome and pesky. I want to keep going. I want to make them do the ultimate, not just destroy us financially. I want to push all the way. I've committed to do that. I've prayed for that, and I've been told that's going to happen. But you've got to back us, and I promise you this. I will never falter. I will never waver at the spiritual level. I physically will. But I give you my commitment, if you financially support us, InfoWarsStore.com, to give you my absolute total commitment.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. We're going to be joined by Gerald Salenti in the next segment. Of course, Gerald Salenti with Trends Resources, Trends Journal. TrendsResearch.com. That's his website. Trends Journal is the publication. And Gerald's going to be joining us. And, of course, Gerald always talks about economic trends. He talks about political trends. We'll talk a little bit about economics in this segment. What has happened to the stock market in October now that October is over? It's been a very rough ride, as many of the financial papers are saying. The S&P lost nearly $2 trillion in the month of October. Worst month since September 2011 for the S&P 500. And of course, you always have a lot of volatility in October, but this was particularly bad. And we're going to tell you what happened and who took it on the chin. And then we're going to take a look at how the billionaires are doing. You know, some of these billionaires saw some paper wealth lost significantly. We'd seen poor Jeff Bezos. It had been going up by millions and millions of dollars every couple of days, and billions, I should say. Not millions, but billions every couple of days. Now he's had a good deal of wealth wiped off in October. But don't cry for him just yet, and we'll tell you why in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you how you can support us, because we don't have the kinds of connections that these billionaires do in Washington. We don't have anybody supporting us from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. They've tried to organize boycotts of us. They have deplatformed us from social media. They have tried to shut down our ability to take charges and so forth. We're still able to do that. But, you know, as we have talked about many times, you know the actions that are being taken to shut down free speech. So if you want to support us, we have a new product. We have reformulated Survival Shield X2, our nascent iodine. We now call it Survival Shield X3. It is now sourced out of deep seawater, deep sea salt. And it is a triiodine form of nascent iodine. And, of course, you need iodine for thyroid health, for healthy metabolism. And this is one of the purest forms that you can find it. Very, very powerful, very effective. And we have it at a 50% off introductory price at InfoWars.com. Store.com. So take a look at that new formulation, Survival Shield X3 Nascent Iodine from InfoWars. You can find that at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off as part of the introductory special. All right, let's talk a little bit about what happened to the markets. As I said, down $2 trillion in October. Always a volatile market, but this is the worst that it has been for the S&P since September of 2011. Big technology stocks were the leading losers. They call them the Fangs. I think it's a good name for these Silicon Valley people. Fangs, like Vampire Star Society. Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, and Google, or now they're calling it Amazon. They were the hardest hit. They have plunged in October. They've had their worst month since 2008. And one guy who is a chart analyst, they call him the godfather of chart analysis, his name is Ralph Acampora, I think is the way you pronounce his last name. Anyway, he is looking at this and saying that he thinks the it is much worse than it appears when you just look at the overall picture, especially because of what it has done to these tech stocks. He said they have shed a combined $120 billion in market value. Amazon became the most recent of that group to go into bear market territory. That means that its stock value has dropped by 20%. You know, when something has dropped in 1 year by 10%, they say that's a correction. When it goes down by 20%, whether it's an individual stock or whether it's the stock market overall, they say that is bear market territory. Now, as that is happening, we have global markets rising as the dollar is tumbling. So, after a bad couple of days, it's starting to recover a little bit. So maybe they're getting over October. We'll talk to Gerald Salenti, TrendsResearch.com, publisher of Trends Journal. We'll see what he thinks the coming trend is going to be. But let's talk about these poor billionaires who just had some paper wealth wiped off in the month of October. You know, Elon Musk had to pay a $20 million SEC fine because he put out a tweet saying he had funding secured as he was having some problems. Meeting his financial commitments, his production commitments, lot of people are selling his stock short. He says, that's okay. We've got funding secured. They're going to buy us out at $420. And that was a significant increase over what the current stock price was. That was not true. He just made it up. He just put it out there. And so the SEC came after him and said, that cost a lot of people a lot of money. Because you said that you had funding for something that made them anticipate that the stock was going to do something one way or the other. And they invested based on what you publicly said, and it was a lie, and you were manipulating the market. And so they gave him a slap on the hand. This guy who is the king of crony capitalism. He's gotten over $5 billion of direct subsidy for his companies. You don't have to be much of a genius or an entrepreneur if they give you $5 billion. And this king of crony capitalism, I don't care what you think about electronic cars or self-driving cars, or you like to have a car that's got an iPod stuck to the center of this, you think that's super cool, you love his cars, fine. How can you support this kind of crony capitalism? This kind of corporate theft and subsidy for billionaires like this? It's the way they game the system. And one of the ways that he gamed the system was to get that slap on the wrist from the SEC, $20 million fine for him, a $20 million fine for his company. And then he has the audacity to tweet out, it was worth it when somebody asked him about it. It was worth it. Of course it was. Of course it was. You know, Bezos can give a lot of money to politicians. He gave over $10 million to various politicians, Jeff Bezos. But it was worth it. It looks like he's going to get a $10 billion contract that many people have said looks like it was carved out specifically for Amazon Web Services. A $10 billion. So you spread $10 million around to politicians and you get a $10 billion contract. That's 1,000 to 1. You know, you're considered to be a very successful investor. Pretty much a genius if you can get a 10 to 1. You know, do that a few times, you become very, very wealthy. Well, he does 1,000 to 1 in Washington, in the swamp. Yeah, it's worth it. It's worth it. 100,000% return on investment. You ever had 100,000% return on investment? Not me. Only people like that get it. How does that work out? You know, you got the Guardian, and this is actually a study from Northwestern University, talking about how Jeff Bezos, the Koch brothers, 100 wealthiest Americans are shaping politics in the dark. Well, it's not that much in the dark, quite frankly. The Guardian is looking at this, and they're saying, well, you know, these guys at the top that we typically hear about, Warren Buffett, Jeff Bezos, Bill Gates, they've all taken leftist stands on various issues. We have people, as The Guardian puts it, George Soros, who is a protector of human rights around the world. Give me a break. He's not protecting my rights. He's trying to overthrow my rights, my country. Tom Steyer, who is a protector of the environment and so forth. Yeah, The Guardian likes these guys. And so they go, well, how can it be that they do the same, they support the same kind of economic policies that the Koch brothers do? These Koch brothers, these ultra-conservatives. No, they're just like Soros. They're open borders, too. And they're open borders because they want the government subsidy. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful microbalancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Live from Austin, Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome back, and we're happy to have with us Gerald Celente, of course, a trend forecaster, publisher of Trends Journal. You can find the way to subscribe to Trends Journal at trendsresearch.com, and then you can find Gerald Celente on Twitter at Gerald Celente. And I wanted to talk to Gerald, first of all, about some economic news. I was just saying in the last segment, we've seen what a horrible month it's been for the S&P 500, much of the stock market, but especially the big tech stocks. Kind of a little bit of, as the Germans call it, Schadenfreude. You know, I'm a little bit happy to see them not doing so well after what they've been doing to free speech and the way they've been manipulating the political process. But they've taken it pretty hard in the last month. But today we have U.S. futures are jumping, but also the dollar is tumbling. They say based on rumors that a Brexit deal is in the works. So everybody's, oh, we're going to put our money now into British and the currency, the British pound and the European euro. But they've got government officials saying that's not true. So this could just be a hoax rally that is happening around the foreign currencies that's causing the dollar to go down. But I want to get Gerald's take on that. What's going to happen to the U.S. dollar? What's going to happen to gold? What's going to happen to the stock market, Gerald?
Well, it's you know, that used to have that campaign slogan,
during 1992 when Bill Clinton was running in the offices, they always wanted to focus on one thing. And he used to say, it's the economy, stupid.
That's right.
This time it's interest rates, stupid. It's the beginning and the end of the story. And that's what's going on. So now, as you mentioned, the dollar went down and you're seeing the other markets go up as well as gold prices, because the stronger the dollar gets, the lower gold goes. What you talked about with Brexit, you know, that's just a lot of one day BS. They've been saying, for example, in the markets of the mainstream business media throughout the year, tariffs, trade wars. You add up the numbers, they add up to nothing. That's not what's moving the markets. So what we believe, you just saw that that interview that came out from Paul Volcker, the former Fed chair during the Reagan administration. And it was reported by Volcker that one day he's told to go to the White House, and Jim Baker, the chief of staff over there at the day, he and Reagan take him into the library. And they said, and Baker says, and Reagan doesn't say a word, you have orders from the president not to raise interest rates before election day. And so the point being is that the president has a lot of power over the Federal Reserve, number one. Number two is that you go look what's happening in China with the Shanghai index, the composite index down 30% this year. Imagine if the Dow was down 30%. And you're hearing the numbers coming out of China, manufacturing down, their GDP hit the lowest level since 2009, one weak number after another. Matter of fact, the manufacturing purchasing managers index is like 0.2% away from going into negative territory. So now what's going on now? They come out with this terrible number, and all of a sudden the Shanghai index goes up. How come? Well, they have a thing called the national team. And what they do is they intervene in the markets. I'm not making this up. The facts are there. They pump in hundreds of billions of yuan into the markets to buy losing stocks. The South Koreans just announced it on Monday that they're doing the same thing.
Yeah, so they've all got their plunge protection teams that are in there to make sure the stock market doesn't crash. They prop it up.
And so you just said it, the plunge protection team. Are they coming in now? Are they? It's just before election time. Do they want the markets to go down? The fundamentals of the global economy are down. You just saw the reports coming out yesterday from the European Union and the expectations for euro growth. They're talking about the grand total of maybe 1.7% GDP growth. You're looking at Italy flat, and Italy now in a war with Brussels saying they want to get more debt, and Brussels saying, no, you can't do it. So the thing about the UK going into Brexit, it makes no difference at all to anything in the bigger picture. It's the global economy is slowing down. And you mentioned the tech stocks, they're way overvalued and overleveraged. So it's time for a major correction.
You know, I wonder, because I look at, we've had all this negative news about Twitter and Facebook and these various tech companies, in addition to Apple and Netflix and Google and everything. But you have Twitter coming out and say, well, we got 9 million fewer users. We've purged millions of people off, and a lot of people have left. The people that are still there are not engaged as much, and all these different fundamentals. And yet, their stock goes up. And the same thing with Facebook. You know, they can have really horrible fundamentals, really horrible news, and yet their stock continues to go up. And is there some kind of a plunge protection team operating around to try to minimize the losses for these tech stocks? I know they've made a lot of they've taken it on the chin. In the last month, $120 billion wiped off of the fangs, as they call them, and Amazon is in a correction territory, down 20%. Nevertheless, would it be even worse if they weren't being protected? I look at this news, and as bad as the news is, their stock then still goes up. It's amazing.
Well, it's stock buybacks. You're looking at Apple. Yeah. They're estimated buying $100 billion worth of stock buybacks. And that's what happened, by the way, when Trump...
That's their own personal plunge protection team, because they can pull the capital back into the stock buybacks, yeah.
Exactly. And that's what happened. And that's a fact. I mean, we're looking at stock buybacks this year estimated to be $1 trillion. So that money that they brought back overseas with the tax deal, and this is no surprise, we said this was going to happen, it's going into stock buybacks and not capital development. And matter of fact, the last numbers that came out in capital and development was like 0.8%. So if you go back to 2005, 2006, when George Bush did this, that's where the dough went, and that's where it's going again. On the grander scale, David, we're looking at a stage one recession now setting into the United States. Again, it will all depend on interest rates. You're looking at the 30-year mortgage now at about 5%. And now you look at the numbers coming out. You know, when I was began this business back in 1980, and people used to think that trends started on the West Coast to move their way east. Well, that was true to some extent, but, you know, it's much more complicated than that. But some elements of that are true. And here's some numbers that just came out. Southern California suffers its worst housing slump in over a decade. This is CNBC. Over a decade, that goes back to the panic of 08. The number of new and existing homes and condominiums sold during the month plummeted nearly 18% compared with September 2017. On a monthly basis, sales fell 22% in September compared with August. Sales of newly built homes were 47% below the September average dating back to 1988.
Wow, 47.
Down. Yep. Wow. It's one lousy number after another. So what we're saying is now they just came out with a report from up in the San Francisco Bay Area. Same thing, way down. Number of new listings way, way up, over like 100-something% in terms of new listings. The point being, the future of the economy is going to be based on interest rates.
That's right.
It's the beginning and the end of the story.
We already saw this before when everything burst in 2008. We saw what they did with interest rates. Greenspan took them down over a gradual period of time, held them very low for a long period of time, created the bubble, and then raised them fairly quickly until the bubble burst. And they started raising interest rates as soon as Trump was elected. He hadn't even taken office, and they started raising them 0.25% every quarter. And they've done that since then. It's pretty amazing. We're going to have again, as you pointed out, you're the only person to point out the fact that this is stock buybacks doing this. They're talking about how, well, Apple's going to have its earnings today. Maybe we're going to find something good in there that's going to make the stock go up. Well, they'll buy the stock back. It'll go up. And then you'll have the commentators, other than Gerald Celente, say, oh, gee, it must have been because of this one little piece of good news in here. No, it's because of a stock buyback. We'll be right back with Gerald Celente. Stay with us.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. We're talking to Gerald Salenti of Trends Journal. He's the publisher of Trends Journal. You can find that at trendsresearch.com, and you can find Gerald on Twitter at Gerald Salenti. Gerald, I want to pick up before we're talking what we're talking about before we went to break. That is the fundamental importance of interest rates. Now, earlier in the program, you were talking about how Volcker said he was brought into the Reagan White House. They told him, don't raise interest rates before the election. And yet we've had the Federal Reserve raising interest rates all along. Do you think it would be worse if there wasn't the concern and threat that President Trump, I guess it really the only leverage he's got over them is that he might audit them, because they seem to not like President Trump. I mean, they've had this looked like they decided they were going to start to burst this bubble that they'd created with low interest rates as soon as he became president. I mean, what's your take on his relationship with the Federal Reserve and how obedient they're going to be to any concerns that President Trump has? What do you take?
I think he has power over them, and he could fire the Treasury Secretary. Could fire the Fed Chair. He does have power over them, and they have been under this pressure before. The stories have been there. You know, I was against. You know, I have to say this. I just started thinking about this just yesterday. You know, these low interest rates, of course, hurt we, the consumer, the regular person, because we don't invest. If they don't invest in the stock market, 90% of the stocks are owned by 10% of the population.
That's right. When we talk about the stock market, it's just kind of a barometer. But boy, when we can't afford to buy a house, or we can't sell our house, and we see the price going down, we've all experienced this. It hasn't been 10 years since we went through all this before. So we know how that affects us where we live.
So with interest rates, the you have nowhere to put your money. Back in the old days, you put your money in the bank, and you got a return on it. You got the thing called interest rates. Certificates of deposit, and CDs.
Yeah, the percentage interest rate you're getting now is lower than the percentage of Cherokee DNA and Elizabeth Warren's.
Very well put. So anyway, what I'm saying is, so what? Interest rates are low. You know, why should we be paying higher interest rates? I've been thinking about this. You know, there used to be societies that loaned money and never took interest rates. So yeah. the fallacy that we have to have higher rates, yes, in some point you could put it in and get some return in the bank. But on the grander level, again, you're seeing what's happened when interest rates go higher. If wages were escalating at real rates, then higher interest rates wouldn't make much of a difference. But with real wages basically flat, or median household income is below 1999 levels. I mean, these are facts.
Yeah.
So why not keep interest rates lower? Because if you raise them, it's going to slow down not only the United States economy, the global economy. And here's why. The higher interest rates go, the stronger the dollar gets. The stronger the dollar gets, the weaker the other currencies fall. You're looking at the Indian rupee, for example, at all-time lows, one after another. They're either at all-time lows or hitting, you know, yearly lows. So now, that's because the dollar's getting stronger. Oh, and they have all of this debt. They have about $250 trillion worth of global debt, a lot of it dollar-based. Now they got to pay that debt back as their currencies are declining. So they need more of their cheap dough to pay back the debt. That's what happens when interest rates go up. So I believe that we're at the peak. I think they're not going to as aggressively raise interest rates next year as indicated. They may raise them again in September, but I don't think they're going to aggressively raise them in 2019. And an indicator is, as we're speaking, what our gold price is doing. And they're up about $18 because the dollar's getting weaker, and it's not about going on with Brexit, the euro. You know, the United States is the major reserve currency. The other ones don't come close to it. So it's about interest rates. So I believe what we're going to see are lower interest rates. If the interest rates stay where they are, go up a little bit or lower, the markets and the economy will not go down. If interest rates go up, the economy goes down. That's our forecast.
And, of course, you've had President Trump out there criticizing the Fed, saying, yeah, you guys are going to tank the economy and everything. In the same way that he criticizes Jeff Sessions, he hasn't fired Sessions. He hasn't, as you point out, he could have the Treasury Secretary fire the Fed head. But, you know, if he did something like that, there'd be a lot of political cost to it, just like there'd be a lot of political cost to get rid of Sessions. It'll be interesting to see what happens after the election. And we'll have to see, you know, if he has a strong hand, if he will fire some of these people to make sure that these things don't happen. But let me ask you, let's move on from economic news, and let's talk a little bit about, well, it's kind of the job. You know, we're talking about how we're seeing a lot of employment here, but we're not seeing real income levels going up. What do you think is going to be happening over the next couple of years, looking a little bit further out beyond the interest rates? I mean, there's a lot of talk about automation. You know, we've got the articles coming out this last week. We've got robots making robots. Of course, that's going to happen. We're going to see more and more of that. We're going to see more and more jobs, even at higher levels, being taken by automation, by artificial intelligence. In South Korea, they're talking about taking by 2030. They think that there's going to be about 70% of the competency of doctors and lawyers taken by robotics. They said about 400 jobs. They thought 80% of those jobs could be done by robots with artificial intelligence or by AI. So this is something that's going to cause massive pressure on labor and on wages, and it's going to be across all industries, and it's going to be from the lowest level all the way up to white-collar jobs, you know, the doctors, the lawyers, the Indian chiefs, even politicians. They say, of course, we could replace the politicians with robots. At least it'd be artificially intelligent. They're not even intelligent now at this point. But nevertheless, you know, we got all these different positions there. What is your take on this type of displacement that's coming in just the next few years? Because they're looking at having this in place by 2030 in most of their plants.
Yeah, we've been writing about it quite frequently in the Trends Journal about the robots making robots, et cetera. It's bigger than that, actually, as we see it. I call it GC's, Gerald Celente's 5-0 formula. The 5-0s are open markets, overcapacity, online, overpopulation, and that is, you know, those are the four basic ones that we have to look at right now. So, for example, it took from the beginning of when they started recording time to 1900 to have 1.5 billion people on the planet. All right? So from the beginning of time, 1900, we got 1.5 billion people. Today, we've added 6 billion more. We're at over 7.5 billion people. There are way too many people, over capacity, meaning their production now, you produce more than you need, and overpopulation. You have more people than jobs. One of our top trends for 2019 is going to be human waves. These waves of people coming out, whether it's from South Africa or South America, the South of Africa, I should say, or South America, you're going to see floods of people leaving where they are to find work someplace. As that keeps happening, that drives down wages. It's supply and demand. You have more people than jobs by a long shot, and it's only going to get worse because of all of what you just identified with automation and robotics and on and on and on and on and on.
Right, so as we see people flooding in from Africa into Europe or flooding in from Central and South America, for the most part, into America, coming in, taking jobs. But then the next step is when the robots take their jobs. And now they're here, and it's like you've got a lot of people at each other's throats at that point, don't you?
Yes. Oh, and by the way, this is very important to look at as well, as we're just coming out with this now. We'll be writing more about it. With the new election that just happened in Brazil, with what's going on in Venezuela and the riots in the streets and what they're not talking about in Argentina that has an interest rate of what, 65%? And they just took on about $57 billion worth of debt load from the IMF, the International Mafia Federation, to bail them out. Mm-hmm. And their peso's down almost 50% against the dollar this year, recouped a little bit. That place is in chaos, and so is much of that area. Watch out for what's going on.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. And, of course, there's going to be big changes in Brazil, but there's a lot of problems that are shaping up on the horizon. And if you want to know where this is going, Gerald Celente is on top of the trends, Trends Journal. You can find it at trendsresearch.com. And you can find Gerald on Twitter at Gerald Celente. Thank you, Gerald, for joining us. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
We need to go back and revisit the foundations of our freedom. Our freedoms don't consist of the things that are enumerated on a piece of paper. It consists of the things that we're willing to fight for. The First Amendment, the Bill of Rights, the rest of the Bill of Rights are prohibitions. They're prohibitions against powerful organizations and individuals taking those God-given rights from us as individuals. You better understand that, because they're taking them right now. We have seen what they want to do. They called it UN Agenda 21. Now they call it the UN 2030 Agenda. They want everybody off of the rural lands. They want people out of the suburbs. They want to pack everybody into the cities because that's where it is easiest for them to control everyone.
It's the David Knight Show.
Never missed your show any day. Never.
At Infowars.com/show.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
talking to Gerald Celente about the economy, about what's happening with the big tech stocks. Again, everybody's saying, well, we're going to wait and see what happens with the FANGs today because Apple's earnings are going to come out. You know, they're going to buy back their stock, and then they're going to have all the analysts pore over all the statistics and say, oh, look, there's this one piece of good news in here. That must be it. Gerald Celente will tell you what's going on. Yeah, it's just a corporate buyback. It's a plunge protection team, and they've got lots of cash to buy up their stock and make it look good. So it's going to be a dead cat bounce, but we'll see what happens. Anyway, this story that is floating around, it's been picked up. It was a study from Northwestern University. It's been picked up by Fortune magazine, by The Guardian. The Guardian, I think, is the most interesting of all these stories because they're looking at it. It's like, but the billionaires, what do the billionaires want? The secret influence of America's 100 richest. And as they begin this thing, they're talking about, oh, you know, all these billionaires, they're really with us on all these issues. You know, they want to, George Soros wants to protect human rights. Tom Steyer wants to help young people and environmental issues. And you got Warren Buffett, Jeff Bezos, Bill Gates. They've all taken these wonderful stands, and yet they seem to be with the Koch brothers on economic issues, ignoring the fact that the Koch brothers are with them on these globalist issues. All these guys want free trade because they want to get slave labor in developing countries, China or elsewhere. And they're getting to the point now, as the technology advances, they're going to dump human slaves for mechanical slaves. That's what robots are. That's the Czech word for slave. And that's what they're going to do eventually here. But they pretend that there is this kind of left-right division between the billionaires, and they really don't get it. They said, how can this be? Why aren't voters aware and angry about this? That most of the wealthiest billionaires most closely resemble Charles Koch, extremely conservative on economic issues. You know, we're supposed to have this left-right paradigm, and these guys are all just about money and power. How could that be? These billionaires are just about money and power. I don't understand, says The Guardian. Wake up. Wake up. And you need to wake up about The Guardian as well. These people, that they really spend this stuff. They say most billionaires, and commenting on this, Forbes magazine says most billionaires who are influencing American politics may be less visible than people like Jeff Bezos or the Koch brothers, but they're pushing for extremely conservative politics. Even billionaires who position themselves as left of center profiting off of conservative politics. For example, Amazon has made millions of dollars providing surveillance software for the Department of Homeland Security and police departments. And of course, as I point out, Jeff Bezos has no problem. And if you look at the top CEOs of the Fortune 500 companies, and he's contributed by himself about 40% of the money that the CEOs have contributed. He's given $10 million to politicians because he's got a $10 billion contract in play. That's 1,000 times his return on his money. He's going to get 1,000, you know, put in $1 million, you get $1 billion. Hey, that works out pretty cool, doesn't it? You know, like they say, the first million is the hardest. Just find a politician and you can multiply it into $1 billion. And that's 100,000% return on investment. But folks, you don't have to look any further than your community to understand how this works. Let's take a look at Seattle. A Tale of Two Stadiums. This is an article I've had since the beginning of the week from Inside Sources. They talk about what's going on in Seattle. They said in September, the county there approved a $135 million subsidy to Seattle's Major League Baseball team, the Mariners. And as soon as they approved that in the city council, you had an organization start a referendum to push back against that. Why? Because that $135 million that they're going to give these billionaires who own this baseball team is going to wind up being a $162 tax on every household there in the county. And not only that, but then the baseball team doesn't have to pay any taxes on that stadium that was given to them. And here's the sickest part of it. It would only require $2.50 increase on the price of tickets to pay for this new stadium.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations.
first seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. We're talking about how billionaires managed to get their way. You know, this, all these people astonished that you've got billionaires quietly shaping politics. They're just robbing us. But yeah, they are shaping politics. And the big companies especially are shaping politics. It's the big companies that they're using to control our speech and to control us on the internet. And these big companies are working hand in glove with the government in order to control us in the cities, to control our transportation, our movement, to set up a vast surveillance network of us. Yeah, 5G is going to be rolling out in the big cities this coming spring. Coming spring. And by 2020, they expect to have it throughout most of the cities of the United States. Don't worry about the health effects of that. Don't worry about the privacy effects of that. It's all about letting you download your movies from Netflix. I mean, are we Eloy or what? Got these Morlocks, you know, coming out of their underground bunkers, these billionaires. And we're just the little happy cattle that they feed on. Because all you got to do is give us a movie real quickly, and you can do anything you want to us. You can radiate us. You can spy on us. You can track and tax everything that we do. Good example of this is the way, I talk about this all the time, the way we subsidize, insanely subsidize these sports stadiums, the Seattle stadiums, the baseball stadium, $135 million subsidy, $162 tax on every household in that county to subsidize that stadium. Now, they say that it's going to be more than made up for by hotel taxes. And I said, no, that dog doesn't hunt. The subsidy is going to be funded, they say, by the hotel taxes. They said, but that would require, in order for this to be paid off, that would require 33,000 visiting fans, to come to Seattle and watch the Mariner baseball games. Every home game, they would need to have 33,000 visitors coming to Seattle and paying the hotel tax that they're going to raise in order for it to pay that off. So that isn't going to happen because 33,000 visitors every game, they don't have 33,000 people every game, total. So that isn't going to happen. They would have to, it's more than their average total attendance per game, and those people would have to spend at least $100 on their local hotel rooms. And it would have to be more than the total number of people that come to each game. So that isn't going to happen. So it's going to be $162 tax on every household. But in order for the Mariners to pay for their own business, see, the billionaires don't do it that way. It's called other people's money. You've probably seen the real estate ads. You know, hey, you can become wealthy by using other people's money. Well, these people do it not with real estate. They do it with politics. They use your money, your tax money. Because over the 25-year life of the subsidy, just with the people that are going to the Mariner game, if they were to raise the price by $2.50 for the people who want to see the game played, they would just pay another $2.50 they could pay for this stadium. But they don't care. They're going to charge $162 tax to everybody in the county, a lot of the people, like me, who don't go to those games. But we pay for the stadiums that are put around here. And that's what's going on with Elon Musk, That's what's going on with Jeff Bezos and all these other people. They know how to play the game. They know how to get subsidized. And it is not capitalism. It's corruption. It is socialism. It is fascism. It's crony capitalism. You can give it any label you want to, but it's not a free market. This is how these guys get what they want. Let's talk about what's going on as these big corporations who are allowed to censor us because, you know, they own everything. So that's just fine. You know, according to Cato Institute, Reason Magazine, these people who put themselves out there as libertarians, but of course, according to them, corporations can do no wrong, even if those corporations are corrupt and working with a corrupt government. They can do no wrong. And if the government helps these guys to get control of the internet, helps them to get control of social media, and then tells them, we want you to censor people who are opposing our agenda, our political agenda, they're just fine with that. Because, you know, that's private property and the corporations own it. And the amazing thing is that the left, which typically can never find anything good about corporations, are just fine with that as well. Because right now, the axe is swinging in the direction that they want it to. But it's a axe with blades on both sides. And it's going to cut back the other way. You just wait. So it swings back the other way. Here's an example. Breitbart talking about the fact that we've had Gab deplatformed, right? Why do we have Gab deplatformed? Well, you had the guy who is the suspect, the alleged shooter, of course, you know, Robert Bowers. He put out anti-Semitic comments. As far as I have seen, he didn't make any specific threats to any particular individual. He did criticize Trump, but I think he's the only individual that was named. But of course, then it's Trump's fault if this guy is the shooter. And it's Gab's fault because he put out anti-Semitic comments. Again, no specific threats against no specific individual. And yet what happened on Twitter? This guy who is the alleged bomb hoaxer, Sayoc, tweeted more than 240 times. He directed it to at least 50 public officials, news organizations, and media personalities. He made specific threats to specific people on Twitter. He said things like, your time is coming. Your days are over. You're next. Hug your loved ones real close every time you leave your home. Sent pictures of decapitated goats to users. He did all of this stuff. He did it on Twitter. Has Twitter been deplatformed? Have they had their payment processing taken away? No, 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 no. Nothing happened to Twitter. But Gab, where you have an alleged shooter, put out nonspecific threats, except maybe to Trump, you know, calling him a globalist, saying that he is a Zionist or whatever, and saying that he's anti-Semitic. So I guess you could say that that was an implied threat against Trump, but he didn't make any specific threats against anybody else, I can see. But Gab is completely deplatformed, and their payments are cut off, but not Twitter, because we have different standards for different people, don't we? And then you have McClatchy. Wringing their hands, Establishment Legacy Press, McClatchy, saying there are Florida websites that are peddling far-right news, but the owner and their motives remain hidden. Oh, you mean we aren't allowed to know anything about Facebook and the Atlantic Council? You know, Atlantic Council gave them money at the beginning, so did DARPA. You know, he had people who were on the board of directors of the venture capital firms that were running DARPA. CIA is funding these Silicon Valley things. And, you know, they're doing exactly what these people want, and they're actually kicking back profits to the Atlantic Council. So who owns Facebook? Who are the partners of Mark Zuckerberg? Well, we're not allowed to know that. McClatchy's not interested. But when they say peddling far-right news, what kind of stuff did they do, according to McClatchy? This is really insidious. Listen to this. Many of the 25 websites focus on hot-button issues like gun rights, crime by immigrants, alleged bias by social media platforms, probably alleged bias by people like McClatchy as well, and public employees losing their jobs over their Christian faith, that kind of far-right news. McClatchy is very concerned about that. These are websites that they name: American Gun News, Patriotic Viral News, Liberty Video News, Conservative Zone, 21 other websites with strong right-wing views talking about how Christians have been persecuted and lost their jobs because of their Christian views. Yeah, that's not, you know, that's we got to shut that down. Facebook and Twitter are under pressure from Congress to scrub their pages of things like this. And yet we still have websites. Now, again, they're not saying this is something that's going through. This is the next step, folks, coming from the Atlantic Council. Shut down those websites. And it's being pushed by McClatchy. That's the next step. Deplatform websites. Because taking them down from social media isn't enough. We can't have any conservative news about guns and God. Social media censorship. Let's censor the websites themselves. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse Kraglin owned product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful Kraglin owned base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I guess we could say our policy at the border borders on insanity, doesn't it? Isn't it insane when you've got a situation with the anchor babies and we say, well, there's nothing we can do about it? Nothing we want to do about it, is there? As Breitbart points out, with 300,000 anchor babies born every year, that's more than the number of U.S. births in 48 states. Only two states have more American childbirths than we do of foreign childbirths. And these are foreigners who are not American citizens, not here even legally. And I spent a lot of time talking about it yesterday. I'm not going to go over it again. But clearly, the text in the Constitution, as well as the comments that they made, this is not intended to give citizenship to foreigners. We've talked about this. We've made it very clear, they said. And it doesn't even include people who are here legally as foreigners. Their kids are not going to be given citizenship. This was to give full citizenship rights to the newly freed black slaves. Period. Period. It has been misconstrued. A very narrow executive order by President Trump would not invalidate the Constitution. And I'm very sick and tired of hearing the Republican establishment. If you want to know why we can't get anything done on the borders, because we've got people like Paul Ryan and many in the Republican Party who are out there pretending that this interpretation, this misinterpretation of the Constitution, against the plain reading of the text and the comments at the time, cannot be changed by President Trump. All he has to do, and many people have pointed this out, is to say that he's not going to recognize the citizenship of people who, in the terms of the 14th Amendment, are not subject to the jurisdiction of the United States. And that means that they're not citizens. They're criminally trespassing. They're foreign citizens who are criminally trespassing here. They're clearly not subject to the jurisdiction of the United States. End of story. They don't become citizens. They don't get Social Security numbers. They don't get welfare. And then on the other side, as you go to the polls this next Tuesday, remember that on the other side, we have the Democrats who are shamelessly pulling them in with a magnet of welfare. The worst example is Cory Booker, who's going to, for pure political purposes, offer $50,000 to poor children, only to poor children. You know, if you're an American here and you can support yourself, then that means you can also support all the kids who want to come across the border, or the parents who want to bring their kids across the border and have them here. They can then get a $50,000 subsidy by the time they're 18 years old. That's the Democrat solution. Now, the Democrats used to not always be that way. As a matter of fact, let's play for you what Harry Reid had to say back in 1993. As I said, you know, we are bordering on insanity at the border. He said no sane country would ever grant birthright citizenship. That's what he had said in 1993. Here's Harry Reid in his own words.
Alien isn't enough. How about offering a reward for being an illegal immigrant? No sane country would do that, right? Guess again. If you break our laws by entering this country without permission and give birth to a child, we reward that child with U.S. citizenship and guarantee a full access to all public and social services this society provides. And that's a lot of services. Is it any wonder that two-thirds of the babies born at taxpayer expense at country, county-run hospitals in Los Angeles are born to illegal alien mothers?
Again, that's Harry Reid in 1993, outing the Democrat Party as crazy, as insane. Well, they're not insane. They're crazy like a fox. Their policies are insane. And he laid out the reason why. Nobody would do this. Nobody would incentivize illegal immigration like Cory Booker and then say, just come across the border. You have a baby over here on this side of the line, and I'll give you $50,000. How about that? Figure out a way to get over here? I bet you can for $50,000 if you're extremely poor. I mean, you don't have to be extremely poor. I would get through some fences and walls for $50,000. Figure out a way to do it. Here's Chuck Schumer just a couple of years ago essentially saying the same thing. Here's Chuck Schumer.
People who enter the United States without our permission are illegal aliens, and illegal aliens should not be treated the same as people who entered the U.S. legally. When we use phrases like undocumented workers, we convey a message to the American people that their government is not serious about combating illegal immigration, which the American people overwhelmingly oppose.
Absolutely. All right, coming up in the next segment, we have Leo Zagami, and he's going to be joining us with a story that he's been talking about for a very long time. As a matter of fact, You can find this covered in his book that is available on InfoWarsStore.com. His book, Confessions of an Illuminati, Volume 3. He devotes a whole chapter to this particular case. And what happened was on Tuesday, the day before Halloween, they were doing a remodeling of the Vatican. They discovered, as they were tearing down some buildings, they found some human bones. They are now being tested by the Roman authorities. They believe that it might be the bones of one or two missing girls, young girls, teenage girls, who went missing in the early 80s. Emanuela Orlandi was a 15-year-old daughter of a Vatican employee. He was working for the Vatican Bank. She's been missing since 1983, and as Leo Zagami points out, and he pretty much scooped everybody in the Western press on this on Tuesday, Pietro Orlandi, he said, who I've interviewed a few times in the past years, has become a good friend, someone I admire and respect for his diligence in searching for the truth around the disappearance of his sister. And he believes that it may be the remains of that young girl. And it comes 25 years after she disappeared, and another young girl, Mirella Gregori, they disappeared within the space of 40 days. It is absolutely amazing the circumstances of this. So she was, as she was walking at 7 o'clock at night, somebody tried to entice her with a great deal of money with an advertising contract. It was equivalent to about an annual salary at the time. And she went on to her flute lessons, contacted her parents, called them. They said, or called her sister. She said, "Don't stay away from those people. Don't even think." That was the last I ever heard from her. She disappeared. That was in 1983. It has been linked, her disappearance has been linked to satanic orgies by Father Gabriel Amorth, who was appointed by the late John Paul II as the Vatican's chief exorcist. He claims to have performed thousands of exorcisms. He says that Emanuela Orlandi was later murdered, and her body was disposed of. He said, this was a crime with a sexual motive. Parties were organized with a Vatican gendarme acting as recruiter of the girls. The network involved diplomatic personnel from a foreign embassy to the Holy See. I believe Emanuela ended up a victim of this circle, said Father Amorth. And if we go back to a year ago, there was a story that appeared all over the Western press. Here's the New York Times version of it. September 19th, 2017, document revives mystery of the Vatican teenager who vanished in 1983. They said the disclosure this week, and that was in September 2017, of a five-page typewritten document that was stolen from an armored cabinet inside the Vatican has revived the mystery surrounding a 15-year-old who vanished in 1983. Again, Emanuela Orlandi. Purportedly, it was typewritten by a cardinal. And it suggests that the Vatican may have been directly involved in her disappearance. The Vatican called the document fake, but it remains unclear as to who would write it, why they would do it, and why it would be in a locked safe. The journalist, Emiliano Fittipaldi, and another were going to write a book about it. I'm sure they have done it by now. This has been a year. They said, whether genuine or forgery, it comes from inside the Vatican. So did they really do this, or somebody trying to set them up?
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage, and that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution, $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500. would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range, and with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced four-stage compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220 plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
We need to go back and revisit the foundations of our freedom. Our freedoms don't consist of the things that are enumerated on a piece of paper. It consists of the things that we're willing to fight for. The First Amendment, the Bill of Rights, the rest of the Bill of Rights are prohibitions. They're prohibitions against powerful organizations and individuals taking those God-given rights from us as individuals. You better understand that, because they're taking them right now. We have seen what they want to do. They called it UN Agenda 21. Now they call it the UN 2030 Agenda. They want everybody off of the rural lands. They want people out of the suburbs. They want to pack everybody into the cities, because that's where it is easiest for them to control everyone.
It's the David Knight Show.
Never missed your show any day. Never.
At InfoWars.com/show.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Making sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. Been a lot of speculation, a lot of investigation for a very long time. Disappearance 35 years ago of a 15-year-old girl. There have been suspicions that she was kidnapped in order to ransom the Turk who tried to shoot John Paul II. There's been speculation that this had to do with blackmail, because her father worked for the Vatican Bank, and there was a lot of intrigue about that. There was Paul Marcinkus, a former president of the Vatican Bank, that people had suggested was he was linked to a major scandal. He died in 2006, but also there was a Vatican banker, Roberto Calvi, who allegedly had ties to organized crime. He was known as God's banker, and he was found hanging under Blackfriars Bridge in London in 1982 with his pockets filled with cash and bricks. I mean, it's just one story after the other. Then we've got a guy who was a chief exorcist appointed by John Paul II, who said that he thought that she was abducted and used in satanic orgies and was murdered subsequently. And then we have the revelation last year of an alleged document inside the Vatican that was a diary, essentially talking about over a period of 14 years, expenses that were paid to keep her confined and to move her from place to place against her will, going all the way up to 1999. So joining us now is Leo Zagami, because he's been on this case for a very long time, and he knows her brother, who has been trying to get to the bottom of this, and they just had some bones discovered 2 days ago. as they were doing a renovation of the Vatican. They're doing forensic evidence to see if this is the remains of this young girl or another young girl, or both of them. The other young girl who disappeared about 40 days away from the disappearance of this young girl. And Emanuela Orlandi, Leo Zagami, has talked about it in his book, Confessions of an Illuminati, Volume 3. You can find that at InfoWarsStore.com. He pretty much scooped everybody on this story. You can find it at LeoZagami.com. And so joining us now from Italy is Leo Zagami. Welcome, Leo.
Hello, David. It's a very sad tale today that we have to tell our viewers and listeners, because it involves somebody that I have learned to hold in high esteem, as or even as a friend, who is Pietro, the brother of Emanuela, who for so long has fought to have the truth of his sister known to the world. And now maybe we have an answer, but we will have to wait a few more days, because, of course, DNA analysis takes approximately 1 week. Though there is already a few things that are a little bit suspicious here in the whole procedure of the Vatican, David, because the bones were found on Monday evening by four workers. These four workers have not really been allowed to talk with journalists, and at the same time, the Vatican hasn't really made an official statement until Tuesday, waiting way too long, because already over Rome people were talking about it. I mean, this is Vatican territory, but it's actually outside of the Vatican, because it's an embassy of the Vatican.
But it belonged to them, and it was part of a renovation, right? And so eventually, you know, when they found it as part of the renovation for the Vatican, they turned it over to the Vatican gendarmes, and then they turned it over to the Roman police. But as you point out, it's outside of, you know, the Vatican, but still belongs to them, one of their buildings, right?
Yeah, this building was actually given by a very rich, wealthy Jewish person approximately 100 years ago as a gift to the Vatican, because they protected the Jewish community. So it's not the classical church where you can easily find bones under churches all over Rome. I mean, that's an easy thing. You know, find bones under a church is quite normal. But to find bones building, that's a total other thing. It's a completely other thing. And of course, there is also another element of sadness in the fact that Pignatone, who is the head magistrate, who is driving his investigations, actually gave up on the whole investigation a couple of years ago. And I interviewed once again Pietro just prior to that, who was very disappointed because the brother was very disappointed because, of course, you kept receiving information, new evidence, but the Italian authorities didn't really want to proceed on them, and the Vatican was completely ignoring him. The Vatican has completely ignored Pietro, who used to be a Vatican citizen, because, you see, Emanuela was the daughter of somebody working in the Vatican who was a Vatican citizen. So she is still theoretically a Vatican citizen, even if probably now we will discover that these bones are her body. In that case, she will be declared dead. She will be approximately 50 years old if she was still alive now. But the brother gave up on his Vatican citizenship because he was so angry with the Vatican. And the way for so many years they have ostracized him, they have not helped him one little bit. And I met many years ago Pietro thanks to a common friend, a priest who used to be a carabinieri, a policeman specialized in sectarian activities, so we could investigate together this whole matter. And I discovered some very disturbing evidence. I mean, there is a phone call that, or a message, he doesn't even remember because so long ago, but he received clearly a message stating from this group called Navona 2000 that there was the involvement of a guy called Ephrem Delgatto. Ephrem Delgatto is a well-known Satanist who died in 1996, who was very well known in Rome because his coven of witches and his own satanic church was linked to many VIPs. And he was also linked to Corrado Balducci, who is the late Corrado Balducci, who we know is very famous for his UFO declaration, but he was also an exorcist before that. And Effendigato was also linked to various cardinals in the Vatican that apparently were involved in this situation, which apparently is linked not only to the disappearance of Emanuela, but also prior to that to the disappearance of this Mirella Gregori. Disappearance connected to the possibility that these young girls were used in satanic masses. And also, we discovered that also there was the highly probable that his sister died maybe of a cocaine overdose during these satanic masses that take place in the Vatican. Of course, then there has been a lot of other theories that have been brought up during the course of the years. In fact, by meeting and knowing personally Pietro Orlandi, the brother of Emanuela, I really discovered a guy who suffered a lot and was also lied a lot, because every few months you will have a new, quite credible, evidence that was coming from one witness or the other. Then, of course, there wasn't really fundamentally any proper evidence to maybe follow that link.
Yeah, let's talk about some of those that have come up over the years. Like the first one, you know, there was a call. It looked like at first, right away, that it might have been linked to a kidnapping that was going to be for ransom for the Turk that had tried to shoot John Paul II. Did you guys rule that out? And if so, how did you rule that out?
Well, Pietro went directly to visit Mehmet Ali Akça, who was, as you know, the guy who attempted the assassination of John Paul II. Mm-hmm. He actually went to Istanbul and went to meet him in prison to know more about what he was saying about this link. What Akça said was actually that the people involved were not the Grey Wolves or the Turkish Secret Service or other groups connected to the Bulgarian Secret Service, whatever. But it was actually the Vatican that was directly involved.
All right, we got to hang on. You're cutting off right now. We got to go to a break, and I want to get what the brother of the missing young girl, 15-year-old girl, what he found out when he went to Turkey. We'll also take a look at what these rumors about the banking stuff, and then the bombshell revelations also last year about the documents showing that they had her in custody for 14 years. I want to find out what Leo thinks about that. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now.
InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us, and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros the globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you. Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you've got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Leo Zagami from Rome. And you can find him at leozagami.com. Leo Zagami has talked at length about the disappearance of Emanuela Orlandi. He wrote about it in his book, Confessions of an Illuminati, Volume 3. You can find that at InfoWarsStore.com. He's also interviewed her brother several times, worked with him quite some time. This happened 35 years ago. Her brother has been investigating this ever since, trying to get answers as a family is still trying to find out what happened to her. She disappeared at the age of 15. Also, at leozagami.com, you can find Leo's article about this, as well as an embed of an interview that he had 3 years ago with her brother, Pietro Orlandi. And this segment here, Leo, I want to kind of go down the different scenarios that have come up over the years and how the investigation has kind of ruled some of these out and some of the mysterious things that have come up from people inside the Vatican who have released information. One individual, Father Gabriel Amorth, he was a chief exorcist appointed by John Paul II. He believed that it was an abduction for satanic rituals for a sex group, sex cult, that she was murdered as part of that. But let's start with the first things that happened immediately after she was kidnapped. The family started getting telephone calls saying that if the guy that tried to shoot John Paul II 2 years earlier, there was an assassination attempt in 1981. She disappeared in 1983. If you release him, release this guy that's the Turk that is in jail, then we will free her. Those went on for a while, and then they stopped. And you were telling us as we went to break what her brother was doing in terms of investigating that and ruling that out.
Well, yes, that was the first hypothesis that I think was in the end cleared out as a manipulation game, a disinfo operation that could actually work in favor of some people. You have to understand that Emanuela Orlandi was a Vatican citizen, and her disappearance could be used at that time, at the height of the Cold War, for some very important geopolitical games. The Pope, of course, had an attempted assassination. the Cold War was at the height, but also there was a big crisis on the other side of the war, in the Soviet influenced countries, and so all this played in favor of an amount of disinformation around this case. The month after the disappearance of Emanuela, on July 20th, they also received a very strange phone call by a guy who clearly had an American accent and became known to the investigators as the American. They also started to receive letters from Boston, and we know very well that in that period, Cardinal Law was before he was Cardinal Law, Bernard Law, he was actually in Rome, and only in 1984 he moved to the U.S. So Cardinal Law was involved, as we know, with many cases of pedophilia and with what is known as the Pink Church and the Pink Seminar. Basically, he was one of those people who supported this liberal approach that now is so popular with Pope Francis. And of course, there could be a link here because these letters were, as I said, sent from Boston. And apparently one of them was even linked to the infamous organization NAMBLA, which is North American Man Boy Lover Association. And this letter only 19 years later, though. So the Aliak Cha thing was definitely there. I mean, there was some kind of link. But we don't know if this link was actually a link with the people who abducted Emanuela, or Emanuela was actually being used, the abduction of Emanuela, for other geopolitical games on top of what was happening. Because in the end, there is now a tendency, I think, after the discovery of these bones, to blame somebody outside of the Vatican. Uh-huh. And if bones are proven in a few days to be Emanuela's, because there is at least one skull which belongs to a woman in these amongst these bones that probably belong to two different women. But in any case, if it's proven that
there were two
Emanuela,
girls that disappeared within 40 days of each other. Two girls that disappeared.
Yes, the first one was Mirella Gregori, and then later on, 40 days later, we had the disappearance of Emanuela Orlandi. But the thing here is that they will try now to blame the mafia, the mob. And that's what I have noticed with Fittibaldi in the last few days, and these people who talked also about this document that you have mentioned, which, of course, if this document was real, it will demonstrate that the Vatican was paying for the maintenance of Emanuela Orlandi after a kidnapping. This would mean something out of, I mean, a scenario that would bring the Vatican on his knees, because at that point, yeah. I mean...
And what we're talking about with the document, again, to make it clear, a year ago, a journalist, Emanuela Fittipaldi, put out as part of VatiLeaks 2, they said they got these this document out of a safe in the Vatican that it said that they were maintaining her from between 1983 and 1997 for nearly $300,000 they'd spent over that period of time maintaining her. Now, what do you make of that?
I think it could be a fake, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. It could be a fake that, of course, is being used in some way. But there is also another thing. Fittibaldi is supporting now a theory whereby Emanuela was killed outside of the Vatican by people who had nothing to do with the Vatican. And then the mob took advantage of the situation because the Vatican owned, apparently, the Italian mafia, 130 million Italian lire, 130 million dollars of that time. And so this.
So the Vatican was in debt to the Italian mafia? Why?
Yes, because.
Did you just give them a painting or something?
No, because they were both involved in the failure of the famous Banco Ambrosiano that then brought to the death of that guy under Blackfriars Bridge, who was Francesco Campi. In London. Now, I was able to meet several people involved with this case. I was able to speak with Marcinkus before his death. I was able to speak with Otello Lupacchini, who is the judge who took care of the case regarding the Banda della Magliana. I was able to speak with several people of the Banda della Magliana, and I was able to speak with Pietro after all this. And there is a lot of confusion because, of course, Pietro has been, he's been pushed from one side to the other for so long with so many different theories. But one thing is for sure, the Vatican has something to hide, because in 2011, we have evidence of this. There is a document that was published by Galeazzi, an official Vatican document, in which they prohibited Pope Ratzinger, who was in charge at the time as Benedict XVI, to talk about Emanuela, and there is an official document of the Vatican secretary, the official state secretary of the Vatican, that says to the Pope, we prefer to not talk about this case. So that means, of course, obstructing the truth and also covering up something. Then Pietro, after the election of Pope Francis, went to visit Pope Francis. And Pope Francis, with nonchalance, just said, oh, well, Emanuela, the truth is in the sky. It's in the sky.
Out of time. I want to ask you real quickly, what do you make of this, the chief exorcist of the Vatican, Father Gabriel Amorth, who said that he thought it was part of a satanic ritual sex thing? What do you make of that claim?
Well, that is when I actually got called in by this other exorcist, friend of Padre Amorth, to investigate the case further. But Padre Amorth met with Pietro and actually admitted he didn't know anything for sure about the case of Emanuela. But one thing that he did admit was that there were satanic masses taking place in the Vatican, and that there have been even human sacrifices.
Whoa.
And Pietro told me, indicated me a place in particular called San Benedetto in Piscinibus, which is actually a very small church, which is, we went through it when Alex came to Rome in the middle of the night. We quickly went through it, but it was a little bit too late to even have access to it, because it's in between two buildings, but it's very close to the headquarters of the Jesuits and at the same time to the Vatican. And they say
one thing is for sure, there is just a web of intrigue and corruption that surrounds that place. I mean, it's sounding more and more like Eyes Wide Shut. And if you want to know more about this, thank you, Leo. We're going to get back to you with updates as things develop. They're still trying to determine whose body this is. You can find more at leozakami.com, and you can find the book.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Please, whatever you do, realize that we're all getting punched drunk to the censorship. And you saw 18 Twitter accounts, they say, affiliated with InfoWars. Yeah, some of them are like little side accounts. They even know we had like InfoWars Store that just showed our products. But they just banned them all yesterday in punishment that I be at a Trump rally and be mobbed by all these folks that loved us. Your excitement about America, your excitement about this broadcast is what brought the country and the world back from the brink. But the globalists now want to target where the resistance came from so that we're not pesky in the future. I want to be troublesome and pesky. I want to keep going. I want to make them do the ultimate, not just destroy us financially. I want to push all the way. I've committed to do that. I've prayed for that, and I've been told that's going to happen. But you've got to back us, and I promise you this. I will never falter. I will never waver at the spiritual level. I physically will. But I give you my commitment, if you financially support us, InfoWarsStore.com, to give you my absolute total commitment.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.